Gosh, what a welcome. Hello. usually I'm singing, so don't get much of a mention then, but this is great. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me. So a few months ago, I think I've got a few slides, but the first one. That's what I'm going to look like, by the way, in Australia. I wish. A few months ago, my youngest daughter and I were comparing our belly buttons, because we do weird things like that in our family. I'm not the owner of the one in the picture. I really wish that I was. Sadly, I'm not. Mine's a bit more squidgy around the edges after three babies. But I still quite like my belly button, and it got me thinking. And I said to her, what an awesome thought, Chloe. Your little umbilicus scar, sorry, that's very official, but I was a midwife. Your little umbilicus scar was once attached to mummy. And my rather squishy umbilicus was once attached to my mummy, who's sitting there. You see, we'll always be connected in that way, as I am connected to my mother. And she smiled and we hugged, and it was a really beautiful moment. And as a midwife, during every delivery, I always found the placenta and the umbilical cord really fascinating, absolutely miraculous. The fact that a woman could grow an entire organ in 9 months on top of a baby, and its sole purpose to provide oxygen and nourishment to her fetus along the umbilical cord, is, I think, quite frankly, mind-blowing. And when it is time for that baby to be born, of course, the cord is cut. And it sort of got me thinking, you know, if therefore our natural umbilical cord provides connection to our birth mother in utero, is there such a thing as a spiritual cord to our Creator? And of course, I realise that adoptive mothers will not have the biological connection to their babies, but I believe that every adoptive mother has the opportunity to enjoy the same beautiful bond that all birth mothers are gifted with, and I think that's glorious. And I also believe that it is this invisible cord that will continue to provide us with life, connection, and nourishment that we all desire. And I wonder if during the course of our lives, sometimes our cords might break. Sometimes our cords might break deliberately or through ignorance and neglect. And then it is the mandate of every believer to help reconnect it. Therefore, go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. This was the great commission that Jesus gave all believers himself, of course, in Matthew. And we also read in chapter 1 of Matthew's Gospel, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah 700 years beforehand. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And as Di said earlier, Matthew here is quoting Isaiah, which is a great prophetic book in the Old Testament of the Bible, and it looks ahead to the coming of a saviour for God's people and his subsequent death on a cross. And so Mary, carrying the growing fetus, Jesus, inside her womb, it was a way in which God chose to carry out his salvation plan, to enter the world from the invisible realm in which he dwells into the visible. And ever since, we've called it Christmas. The incarnation was a remarkable one-off event, a miracle that allowed Jesus to be God and man. We often call it the great mystery of our faith. The natural mind is just simply not capable of fully understanding or grasping the truth. The Apostle Paul writes in the New Testament, beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs is great. He appeared in the flesh, he was vindicated by the Spirit, he was seen by angels, he preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and was taken up in glory, it says in Timothy. I'm just going to do something very technical here. Judy just so beautifully read to us, O secret seed, O quickened little weak, so tightly curled, Make a womb of all this wounded world. O heart of heaven, beating in the earth, come to be born, to bear us to our birth. The angel declared to Joseph that Mary's child was conceived through the Holy Spirit and would be a son. This one verse reveals a crucially important truth about Jesus, that he is both God and human. The infinite, unlimited God took on the limitations of humanity so that he could live and die for the salvation of all people that would believe in him. He is with us, Emmanuel. And you know, as a Christian, I don't believe he stands on a lofty throne, a God with a stern face and a beard that lives somewhere up in the clouds, ruling with a pointy stick over his creation. I don't believe that at all. Our God, he came to us. He has climbed down from creation to us, into Mary's womb itself. You know, perhaps even the Holy Spirit pulsated through the Virgin's very own umbilical cord to live amongst us. Maybe. Maybe. Jesus was and is God in the flesh. God was, is, and is literally among us. If we choose to put our faith in Christ, he is with us, Emmanuel. And through his Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ continues to be present in the life of every believer here on earth. Perhaps not even the prophet Isaiah understood that far-reaching meaning of Emmanuel when he wrote it all those years before. Because as the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, perhaps at that first Christmas, God gave the Holy Spirit here on earth, didn't he, at Pentecost, the Jewish festival that happened during the 40-day period between his resurrection and his ascension back to the Father in heaven. So why did Jesus have to come? Well, his name simply means the Lord saves. He came to rescue us. He was God's rescue plan for humanity. Jesus came to earth to save us because we could not save ourselves from sin. And sin is a funny word. It's an immoral act that we may do or say or think, and its consequences. Some people think about sin as maybe not quite hitting the mark. If you think of an archer and a bow and arrow, maybe not quite hitting the mark. Some people think about it as crossing the line, whatever that line is. Some people think about it as simply not listening to their maker's instructions and disobeying him. That's basically what sin means. So no matter how good we are, we cannot eliminate the sinful nature which is present in all of us. Only Jesus can do that. No matter how good we are, we can never be good enough. Jesus didn't come to help people save themselves. He came to be their saviour from the power and the penalty of sin. And all other belief systems around the world, they say the word do, but our Lord says done. When we say yes to Jesus, we become attached to him. We form a spiritual umbilical cord, if you like, to our Creator, and our new life begins at that moment. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, it says this: therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. To accept Christ in your life is to allow the spiritual link with God to be implanted. And no matter how far we wander off, this is the good news. The cord just keeps stretching and stretching and stretching. It can never be broken. His love can always reach us. In the book of Romans, Paul the Apostle of Christ wrote this: for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That umbilical cord can never be cut once we say yes to Jesus. He came to be with us, and he is always with us, to the very end of the age. To quote Matthew again, this promise of Jesus, largely fulfilled in the gift of the Holy Spirit. He's there through the good times and the bad times, through the highs and the lows of life, when we are at our very best and when we are at our very worst. This is the message of Christmas. that we don't have to struggle by ourselves, because God has come to us, and he continues to come to us through his Holy Spirit into our everyday lives. He loves us regardless of our feelings, and he loves us regardless of our circumstances. And maybe some of you don't know him yet, and you might want to meet him tonight for the first time. Because you see, Christianity, it isn't a religion, it's a relationship. It's a relationship with God himself through his son Jesus, who died on the cross 2,000 years ago. He sacrificed himself in my place and in your place for the sins of all of us. And he declared on that cross, "It is finished," so that we could be made clean, so that we could be set free, so that we could have eternal life with him. Nothing has and will ever have a claim on our lives anymore. Only him. We have been bought at a price. And it's not complicated, because he just receives us as we are. We don't have to change ourselves before we come to him. We just simply come to him. And then we are changed. So if he's stirring something in you tonight for the first time, or maybe you strayed from the path and you need to come back to him, perhaps the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, I'm going to just invite us all now just to take a moment to close our eyes. And if you want to engage in this prayer, you can. And if you don't want to, that's fine. But perhaps if you want to, you can just open your hands up as well, like you're receiving a gift. And we'll just seal that commitment with a prayer. Jesus, save me. I invite you to come into my life right now. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me in your blood. Set me free. And show me how to live. In your mighty name. Amen. I'm just going to close my talk with one of my favorite prayers written by St. Patrick. And it's a reminder that God is always with us. Always. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me. Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me. Christ on my right, Christ on my left. Christ where I lie, Christ where I sit, Christ where I arise. Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me. Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. Christ in every eye that sees me. Christ in every ear that hears me. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Christ. May your salvation, Lord, be ever with us. Amen.